Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
All right, listen. This brother is a legend in the game, all right? He's been knocking out bangers after bangers. Now, it's been a while since we had him up on the show, and you know what? He's super busy, and I'm so glad he's made the time to chat to us tonight. You know what? Give it up and show some love for a man like Dr. Zeus.
Yo.
Yo.
How you doing, bro?
All good, man. It's all good, man. How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. A bit lit under the weather, but I'm recovering. You get me? So, yeah, man.
Bro,
keeping good.
Speedy recovery, man. You know, it's been a minute since me and you caught up, man. You know, I think the last time we spoke was when Tata came out, and that's like ages ago.
Yeah, that's a bit of a while back, that was, to be honest with you.
Without a doubt. But listen, bro, listen, let's just get into this, man, because you know what? You cannot be ignored, certainly over the last 12 months, right? Because every other release, you know, that's been hitting my inbox, you know what I mean? Produced by Dr. Zeus, man. You know what? You are everywhere, man. What's happened? You're just flooding the market at the moment, bro. Where have all these releases come from?
I just haven't been sleeping, that's all, to be honest with you. Just working hard back to back. Trying to put music, just making loads of music, and it just so happens to be, like, you know, it's all coming out kind of, yeah, same time as well, you know, which kind of helps the cause as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's just been good. I mean, I've still got a lot more coming. You know, we've just only just started the year, and Jazzy's album has dropped. Then I still have Amrinder Gill's Chapter 2 for Jadar 3 coming.
Yeah.
I have the rest of my own album, which is coming in singles every month.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll see a lot of Zeus stuff this year, I believe, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We can't, you know, I mean, we're watching this space, man. Like I said, man, you've already just spoiled us so much with, you know, all the tracks that, you know, that you've dropped over the last 12 months. Bro, you know, I've got to ask you, you know, you've been in the game such a long time now, and as you know, music changes so much.
Yeah.
As a producer for you, bro, you know, I mean, you know, is there a bit of pressure to kind of keep up, you know, with what the, you know, how can we say it, man, you know, without making us sound like old guys, but, you know, to keep up with the youth, you know what I mean?
I mean, to be honest with you, Akshay, you can't really get complacent, you know, if you want to stay relevant, you can't get complacent, you know, so I've always had this rule in my head, like, you know, never stop learning,
yeah,
you know, so if whenever there is a change, a drastic change of sounds and stuff like that, you know, I'm open to still learn. And maybe that's the reason why I'm still kind of relevant,
yeah,
you know, 20 years later kind of thing, you know what I mean?
No, of course, without a doubt, man. But, you know, one of the things that I love, and, you know, when we spoke earlier in the week, is something I said, you know, with you kind of adapting to this new sound, you know, making it a bit more gritty, a bit more edgy, a bit more urban, I love the fact that you still retain that Dr. Zeus sound, that signature sound which everybody knows you for.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of that's to do with, I mean, look, a lot of the, I'm not taking anything away from the producers nowadays, but a lot of these producers kind of work with sample kits and stuff, so
yeah,
it's pretty much they're picking up a whole thing that's made by someone else, and then they're getting someone to sing a song on there,
yeah,
and stuff like that. I'm not saying I haven't done that, you know, in the past, you know, obviously I've sampled songs that have been released and, you know, and kind of moved up the ladder and learned that way. But it's so easy access, you know. And then with me, what I tend to do, if I do tend to sample something, I still be playing stuff in there, like, you know, physically programming parts of the beat or parts of the music riffs or whatever go on top of that beat or the bass line.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some originality to it, you know, in the sense. And that's what I think I still manage to keep my signature in my sound.
Yeah. No, of course, man. Of course. You know, we've got to talk about Jazzy's album, man. You know, Born Ready. You know, you've made Jazzy B sound like how no one's ever heard it before. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's absolutely crazy, man. You know, again,
yeah,
you know, when this project was being put together, you know, what were the conversations between you and Jazzy Man? You know, was there a clear sound that you know that he wanted and you wanted to put forward?
No, we just wanted to do stuff. We wanted to do an album, yeah, which kind of caters for Jazzy's existing fans.
Yeah,
and we wanted to touch base with the newer generation as well.
Yeah,
you know, and in terms of song picking and stuff, we kind of picked melodies that were kind of like that Jazzy's not used to.
Yeah,
and then we picked melodies that he's so much used to. People. Like what people hear him sing, you know, them compositions and stuff.
Yeah.
So we sat down carefully. We went through each individual song, even vocaling it. I think Jazzy, he's very dedicated when it comes to his own albums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy, once he learns a song, he doesn't need a piece of paper to read the song. He knows it by heart,
yeah.
Whether it's released or not, you yeah. know. And that's the same when it comes to his performance. And now you can imagine the list of songs Jazzy's got
yeah.
in the last 30 years,
yeah.
you know. So it's credit due to him as well. And then a lot of it was me picking, we was picking out where we would sing the song, you know, if it's going to be in a high key or a low key and whatever. We kind of tried to went for, you know, what he originally started on, which was, you know, lower keys and stuff, which makes him automatically sound younger, you know?
Of course, man. And you know, the track on the album, bro, that everyone's talking about is Isurma 2. And, not just you and Jazzy on the song, but, you know, the fact that Oman was on board. And, you know,
yeah.
it's quite rare that you see, do you know what I mean? Two producers, you know, two heavyweight yeah, producers on a track.
I mean, it's the first time we've done it, to be honest with you, me and Oman both. You yeah. know, I don't think he's ever done it. I know I haven't ever done that. And this is the first time we kind of two producers have come together.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great sign of unity, you know. The level Oman's at, he could well within have that, like, so to speak, ego and say, nah, I don't want to do it. I'll do it on my own. And I could have said the same as well. It's a request from Jazzy to both of us if we're willing to do that. And we both accepted.
Yeah.
You know? So it was kind of, I don't know, maybe it's our age, you know, the mature side of us, you yeah. know, kicking in and thinking that, like, there's no big thing, you know, you're number one for a split minute in this game and then someone else has taken over and, you know what I'm saying? It's this kind of, that kind of game we're in, you know what I mean? So we're kind of too old to think like, oh, we want to be number one or someone else is going to take the spot, you know, them kind of like immature thinking don't come into the frame. And I think that's the reason why this collaboration happened.
Absolutely. You know what, neither of you got to worry, man. You guys, both of you, man, are just so firmly cemented, you know what I mean, in the music kind of hall of fame, you know what I mean. There's no way no one's knocking you guys off any kind of spot, but you better believe, man, you know, you guys are legends in the game, believe. But listen, bro, you know, you mentioned, you know, about getting old and stuff, right? You know, I mean, you know, obviously you're a family man, and has things changed how you work? You know, have you got better at balancing the music and the family life?
Nope. not at all, mate. It's still a juggle, man. It's still like still trying to work out what's the right timings and what's the right,
yeah,
you know, all sorts of stuff, man. You know how families make decisions spontaneously, you want to do this, and
yeah.
things kind of change from there.
Of course, man, of course. But listen, you know, Jazzy's album's out, you know, that's doing great. We've got your album to look forward to, you know, you're dropping the singles. You know what I always get excited about, bro, you know, and it's an artist that you work extensively with, and, you know, and you guys share such an amazing relationship, you know, is Zora, man. Do you know what I mean? Scorpion Season, the EP that you dropped with it, I absolutely love it. You know, again, when we were talking earlier this week, you know, YDY, yeah. love that song. Bro, even yeah, now, on yeah. repeat, bro, man.
The video's going to be dropping at the end of this month
yeah.
as well. So there's something to look forward to as well. But yeah, it's one of my favorite tunes. It's got Happy on there.
Yeah.
Zora's like my brother, you know, like more than an artist. We're like brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From start, you know, a lot of people don't know this. I've known him like years before we even started singing and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like a true friend, if you know what I mean.
Of course, man. Of course. Well, you know, just, you know, love you. You know, the fans, the listeners, I love your collaborations. And, you know, I know there's going to be plenty to come. Bro, listen, you know, absolute pleasure having you up on the show. And one of the things, you know, I've got to ask you, right? Because, you know, you appear in, you know, all your videos. Do you enjoy the video process as you, man? I got to ask you. Do you enjoy that, the whole video process?
It's okay. It's not too bad. I mean, I'm doing it while I can, while I still look young and stuff, you know. This time I'll probably, you know, pull the plug and stuff, you know, and just sit back and listen to the music and let the fresh young talent take over, you know.
I'm going to ask you, do you give any input, you know, in your videos? Are you just like, nah, just let the video director just do their thing?
I do have my input in videos and stuff. And at the same time, I do leave it to the director as well, and I make it clear to them what I'm after. Because it's very important to me, you know?
Yeah.
Because certain visuals really kind of mess my audios up. This is what I believe, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
Like, my beats are kind of like saying something else or doing something else, and the videos are cut in a different way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the last few songs, like there's ABC, there's Ego, and then there's Jal from Rahat.
Yeah.
All the videos are cut accordingly to the audio to enhance that audio sound, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at ABC's giving that summery vibe, you know? Happy, jolly party kind of summer vibe, you know? And then if you look at Jal is cut with, it's kind of very motion picture style kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's cut with the beat, it's still cut with the beat, right? You get what I'm saying? The edit is.
Yeah.
And then if you look at Ego's absolutely cut, like, and the colors kind of, you know, reflect the way, you know, the grittiness and stuff to give it that street cultural element, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
I do think it's very important nowadays for visuals to be correct with audio.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could turn back time, I would love to reshoot the Kangana video and stuff like that, you know, because I really felt like it should have been in a different way, you know? When you're younger and when you're doing work for other people, you don't have much of a say in the visuals and stuff. You usually just turn up and do your shots and go.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But now that I'm starting to own my own product and stuff, you know, I'm kind of like a label as such myself.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of make sure, as from an artist perspective and a label perspective, that my product and my content is right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you know what? Like I said, you know, over the last 12 months, as you know, everything has been on point. Everything's been getting so much positivity and, so much love. You know, we've been supporting right here on the show. And we're going to continue.
Also, okay, just to let you guys know and all your listeners know as well, that my next song from my album is called Color, and it's coming out on the 23rd of February, and that's with Jenny Johal.
There we go, 23rd of February, Jenny Johal and Dr. Zeus, big collaboration, one to watch, and you know we're going to be dropping it right here up on this show. Bro, listen.
It's a nice, sweet, romantic number. I'm sure your listeners will like it, especially, you know, on the drive time show and stuff, you know.
Without a doubt, bro, without a doubt. You know, I'll make sure it goes on the playlist. Listen, bro, thank you so much for doing this. I know you're a bit under the weather today, right? You know, so I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, man. Much love to you. Speedy recovery to you. And you know what? Me and you ain't going to leave it this long, right? we're going to have you back on the show again. And you know what, bro? You know what? Leicester's just down the road. So, you know, I know you come down, you know, up and down this neck of the woods. So, you know, let's even get you here in the studio at some point.
Next time we do this, I'll make sure I'm coming in person, yeah?
Fuck yeah, man. You know what? That's it. You've said it live on air. That's it, man. That's solid. That's concrete now. We're definitely going to do that, my brother. Listen, so much love for you. And listen, I'm going to let you choose what track I'm going to play you out with now. You know, I'm going to give you two choices, really. There's Sunaka, which I know the video came out, you know, for that, you know, off Zora's EP. Or, and I thought, considering it's Valentine's Day next week, I've got a couple lined up. What do you know? I'm going to let you choose, man. You know, which one should I play you out with?
I think you should play Sunaka because I think that the video is actually dropping on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very sweet song. It's like the follow-up to, I don't know if you heard the Wonderland song.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a follow-up to that with the same artist, Zora Randhawa and Rapali.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, man, I would prefer Seneca if you played Seneca, because I know a couple songs is like doing huge anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Zeus, live and direct on Sabres Radio. Bro, thank you so much for this. And here is Seneca.
Sabres Radio. Your number one hit Asian music station in the Midlands.